Hi everyone, and thank you for joining us. I'm Thomas Di Giacomo, Chief Technology Officer at SUSE, and it's my pleasure to introduce our guest speaker today, Shang Liang, CEO of Rancher Labs. Shang, would you like to say a few words about yourself before we get started?
Thanks, Thomas. I'm pleased to be here today to speak with you about Rancher Labs and Kubernetes. There are some exciting things I'm looking forward to sharing with you about how Kubernetes can be used to help customers today.
Well, let's dive in right now. SUSE customers are looking to simplify, modernize, accelerate. Can you tell me what Rancher is doing there and how we anticipate this will fit in with SUSE?
Rancher develops the most widely used enterprise Kubernetes platform. Rancher has been downloaded over 100 million times. Over 10,000 organizations run Rancher every day. One reason Rancher is so popular is that it is 100% open source software. The second reason Rancher is so popular is that Rancher is exactly what enterprises need to implement their Kubernetes strategy. Kubernetes is one of the most significant developments in the IT industry today. And Rancher is the only product in the industry that manages all of your Kubernetes clusters, regardless where and how they're implemented. Kubernetes has become an industry standard computing platform. Rancher allows you to use the best implementation of Kubernetes in data center, cloud, and edge. Rancher provides a highly secure and reliable data center Kubernetes distro called RKE. In the cloud, Rancher is an easy on-ramp to cloud provider Kubernetes services like AKS. Rancher creates new technologies that push the market forward. Rancher created K3S and donated to CNCF. K3S is one of the most popular open source technologies in the Kubernetes ecosystem today. It took Kubernetes technology, already proven in data center and cloud, and made it possible to run Kubernetes in Raspberry Pis and surveillance cameras. K3S brought Kubernetes to edge computing. Rancher and SUSE are well aligned in developing open source technologies to help customers simplify, modernize, and accelerate their IT practices. We aggressively embrace cloud services like Azure and Azure Container Services. And both companies work closely with great partners like Microsoft to serve our joint customers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's very important that we work together as partners and with Microsoft as well. Now, I'm sure you're aware of that too. We notice at SUSE that our customers, they do have workloads that can be moved to the cloud, but they also have workloads that cannot be moved there. Is that something coming up in your conversation as well with Rancher customers? And what is your take, your approach on multi-cloud or hybrid clouds and applications and workloads that can be migrated and managed there?
Thanks, Thomas. This is a great question. Rancher and Kubernetes are great at handling application deployments that span both on-premise and the cloud. You package your applications as containers, then you can deploy your applications in exactly the same way on-premises and in the cloud. You can set up an RKE cluster in your on-premise data center and create AKS clusters in Azure. Rancher makes it easy for you to manage both your on-premise RKE clusters and Azure AKS clusters. Rancher enables you to authenticate your users with Azure AD, regardless they're using RKE or AKS clusters. You can define company-wide role-based access control policies once, and Rancher will propagate these policies to all your RKE and AKS clusters where these policies will be enforced. You can access Azure services and GitHub repos from both RKE and AKS clusters. Rancher includes a comprehensive application catalog The catalog includes popular monitoring and security tools like Datadog and Aqua, popular CI/CD tools like Jenkins and Drone, popular database software like MySQL and MongoDB. You can single-click deploy these applications and rely on Rancher to operate and upgrade these applications on an ongoing basis.
Wow, that's a very complete solution. Now, talking about applications, we notice that organizations are increasingly adopting new ways of developing software, new application architecture like microservices. Is Rancher helping organizations to modernize their application architecture and move from the so-called monolithic applications to microservices-based ones?
Kubernetes is a great microservices platform. With Kubernetes, developers are able to package individual components as separate containers and wire them together to form the application. Each separate microservice is implemented using its own containers. Microservices can be scaled independently. Kubernetes enables microservices to discover each other. Kubernetes provides the transport for microservices to communicate with each other. Kubernetes also performs the health checks required to ensure microservices stay up and running. Beyond Kubernetes, Rancher provides additional capabilities like integrated monitoring, alerts, and logging. Rancher supports the latest version of Istio Service Mesh. Service Mesh provides enhanced visibility and security for microservices. Rancher also makes it easy for developers to leverage the power of Kubernetes without having to learn Kubernetes at all. Rancher supports all leading PaaS, FaaS, and CI/CD frameworks that run on top of Kubernetes. For example, once developers check in code to GitHub, the pull request automatically triggers the CI/CD pipeline, and a new version of the application can be automatically deployed on Kubernetes clusters. Rancher and Kubernetes greatly simplify organizations' journey to modernize their legacy monolithic applications to a microservices-based architecture.
Do you think it's also applicable to organizations who are within highly regulated industries or environments? Are there workloads there that cannot be moved to the cloud? Do you think that Rancher and Kubernetes can play a role for those environments as well?
Absolutely. Kubernetes is being adopted everywhere, and that includes highly secure and highly regulated air-gapped environments. Rancher has long supported air-gap deployments of Kubernetes clusters. In our latest Rancher 2.5 release, which shipped in October, we developed a new Kubernetes distro called RKE Government, a CNCF-certified Kubernetes distro built specifically for highly secure government use cases. It received FIPS certification required for U.S. federal customers. In fact, we found the certifications not only helps us to win U.S. government customers, it also applies to European and Australian governments. Many telco customers also have similar requirements. We anticipate RKE Government will evolve into our future standard RKE suitable for all enterprise customers. Security and certification are a universal need, not just for highly regulated government customers.
Absolutely right. Everybody needs security. And I think everybody needs to understand better its IT and its business as well. And we see modern IT organizations who are accelerating their transformation, having a need for more insights into their infrastructure, into their applications and data, and also into their business processes. Tell me, how can Rancher help those IT organizations gain a better insight into their operations?
Yeah, IT organizations today are under a tremendous amount of pressure to keep up the demand for business transformation. They need to develop new applications quickly and operate them reliably and securely. Rancher and Kubernetes enable IT organizations to spend less effort in managing the infrastructure across the data center, cloud, and edge, and focus their efforts on developing and operating business-critical applications. With Kubernetes everywhere, all types of infrastructure are consistent across data center, cloud, and edge. By leveraging Kubernetes as a standard, Rancher builds a unified computing platform for IT. Rancher provides IT admins with centralized visibility and control. Through Rancher, IT admins can control who can deploy what apps to which infrastructure, which applications are running well, and which actions they need to take to proactively or reactively handle production outages and security vulnerabilities.
That gives a lot of visibility and control to the IT ops people. And it makes me think about one of the earlier sessions with Brent Schroeder, also the CTO for North America, who spoke about AI and machine learning and how tying in services with data that we generate at the edge is key. And you mentioned the edge as well. So I wanted to hear from you about what Rancher can do and what Kubernetes can do in terms of playing a role, helping organizations to implement edge computing.
Yeah, indeed. AI and data analytics are the big drivers for Kubernetes in edge computing. Goldwind, the second largest wind turbine company in the world, runs sophisticated big data processing and AI software in wind power generation plants. These power generation plants reside in remote locations with low bandwidth. There's no way to stream the vast amount of data collected by individual wind turbines to the cloud. That's why Goldwind relies on Kubernetes running on AI to run AI and data analytics applications on the edge. Recently, there's been quite a bit of buzz around Defense Department deploying Kubernetes in the field. We're seeing a tremendous amount of demand for K3S technology, and the proliferation of K3S clusters created demand for centralized management. Customers are demanding that we manage thousands and tens of thousands of clusters from a single Rancher management console. Rancher 2.5 shipped with a feature called GitOps at scale for edge clusters. GitOps has turned out to be the right framework to handle a very large number of clusters. With GitOps, you can specify the desired state once and rely on Rancher to roll out the changes to all the edge clusters. Rancher has long supported industry standard GitOps frameworks like Flux and Argo CD, but these frameworks could not scale to the number of edge clusters we need. Earlier this year, we created an open source project called Fleet that is designed to manage up to 1 million edge clusters. Rancher 2.5 incorporated Fleet technology to achieve GitOps at scale for edge clusters. So at this point, I'd like to turn to Chris Kim to show you a quick demo of Rancher 2.5.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I'm part of the engineering team here at Rancher. I want to show you what we have in Rancher 2.5 and what it can show, what it offers for cluster management. Here we can see that we have three Kubernetes clusters. This bottom cluster here called the local cluster is actually what Rancher itself is running in. So this URL, ckazure-rancher.eng.rancher.space, is actually an ingress, is actually being exposed into my local cluster here. We can see that this local cluster is actually running RK2, which is a new distribution of Kubernetes we're working on. But this is actually provisioned using RancherD, which allows me to run a single binary on my node. In this case, it's just an Azure node, and provision that and have Rancher run on that. Rancher works really well for multi-cluster Kubernetes management. We can, like I already mentioned earlier, we have three Kubernetes clusters here. These top two clusters are actually fully capable of running workloads, like, you know, basically any container image I want to run, I can run in these clusters. We also have the ability to add and manage or add new clusters. So if I click add cluster up here in the top right, we can see that we have a bunch of different options for various types of Kubernetes clusters we can add and manage. The topmost option is going to be from the management perspective. So we can actually register or import existing Kubernetes clusters. This is going to be EKS support, so we can actually import EKS clusters and give sort of first-class management of those EKS clusters. And we can also import other Kubernetes clusters. So that's going to be if you provision those using kubeadm, kubespray, kops, et cetera. Basically, any Kubernetes cluster that is compliant, we can actually import into Rancher and manage and give you the same sort of management experience that I'm about to show you later on. We can also manage or provision these provision new Kubernetes clusters. We have a couple of options for this. So you can see that we have this existing nodes option. This existing nodes option allows us to take virtual machines or bare metal servers, anything basically running Docker, and we give you a single Docker run command that you run on your nodes, and that'll actually provision Kubernetes onto those using RKE. If you don't have your existing bare metal servers or virtual machines, you can actually use Rancher itself to provision those virtual machines for you in the various infrastructure providers listed here. This is going to be infrastructure providers like EC2, Azure, DigitalOcean, Linode, vSphere, and even more. We actually have more of those available than they are pluggable. If you want to use managed Kubernetes providers like EKS, AKS, and GKE, Rancher can actually provision and manage those for you as well. I'm going to go ahead and step back here, and we'll look at our two Kubernetes clusters we have available. This CK Azure cluster, if I click into it, we can see it is going to have a bunch of various nodes. We have our control plane and etcd nodes and our worker nodes. If we go to our cluster overview page, we can see that 64% of the CPU in this cluster has been allocated out to my various workloads, but we still do have a little bit of headroom. This gives me a nice sort of snapshot view of what's going on in my cluster, not from the perspective of actual metrics data, but from the perspective of being able to schedule new workloads into it. We can do things and interact with this cluster using kubectl. So if I click launch kubectl, it'll actually spawn off a pod within my within one of those worker nodes and actually give me the ability to interact with my cluster using kubectl. Once that's provisioned, we can do kubectl get pods in all namespaces, for example, and we can actually see all of the various pods running within this cluster. We also have the ability to generate a kubeconfig file, which you can then use on your desktop to be able to interact with your Kubernetes cluster so that you don't have to do it in the browser or something like that. I'm going to go ahead and provision a sample workload for you. So I'm going to switch into our default project here. And within this default project, I'm going to click our deploy button. Now, I'm going to go ahead and call this workload my 2048. We're going to use the OTS8728 Docker image. This is my Docker image I like using for demonstration purposes. And we can add a simple port mapping because all this 2048 image is going to do is run a web server on port 80. We can go ahead and publish the containers port 80 as a node port, which is going to expose it on any of my nodes. And then when I go down here and click launch, it'll actually go off and create that deployment for me. And we can see our pod spinning up here. Once that pod's ready, we can click this simple link here, and it'll take me to 2048, which is a simple application I'm using to demonstrate deploying a very simple simple pod inside of my cluster. If I click back here to Rancher, we can actually then interact with this pod itself. So if I click this pod, we can see that we can do things like execute a shell into it. So I can do an ls-l if I have to debug it for any reason. Or I can also do things like view logs of my pod. So this is very good from a troubleshooting or it's really just a monitoring perspective, right? So if I want to look at the actual workload and analyze and see what's going on with it, I'm able to do that using the web UI here. I'll go ahead and close out of that. And we'll go back over here to our AKS cluster. I can do the very similar thing here where I provision my 2048 and so forth, but I really am not going to do that just from the looking at the perspective of time here. But we can see that this is our Azure AKS cluster. We do have all the other expected components we would have, like kubeproxy and so forth, and we can visualize and analyze these for troubleshooting and so forth, right? So if anything's going on with my cluster, I'm able to actually use the Rancher user interface to interact with this cluster. We have the ability to do things like unified authentication. So that's going to be if you have Active Directory, Azure AD, GitHub, Ping. The list goes on and on, as you can see on the screen. But we do have the ability to provide authentication you would log into Rancher and then get access to whatever Kubernetes clusters you're granted access to if you're a user, or if you're a manager of many Kubernetes clusters, you can then dole authentication and authorization out to those clusters using Rancher. This makes it quite convenient because the native Kubernetes model for authentication and authorization actually, while quite powerful, doesn't really have the concept of unification. So you do end up having to use some sort of tool. And Rancher is a great option if you want to use a tool for authorization and authentication unification. We'll go back here to clusters. One of the new features that we have in 2.5 is called the Cluster Explorer. And I want to show you sort of what that is. So if I click the Cluster Explorer button here on the right, we'll actually get taken to the next generation of the Rancher user interface. You'll see that we see a lot of the same things and can do a lot of the same things that we had in that that other cluster manager interface. So if I click pods here, we'll see that 2048 pod that I deployed just a couple of minutes ago. We can execute a shell exactly like we did over there. We can also view the logs basically exactly like we did over on the other interface. The reality is, though, that this new interface is significantly more powerful than what the cluster manager has. It even allows us to visualize resources that are CRDs. So that's very, 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 very helpful in the case that you want to be using CRDs or expanding the Kubernetes API. You have a lot of options here for being able to actually interact with your cluster. Up here, we have default, but I can actually go ahead and get rid of that filter. We can change our filter here to all of the namespaces. If we do this, we'll actually almost be inundated by the amount of information that's provided to us, but we do have quite a lot here. One of the last features we do have available in Rancher is going to be fleet. So if we actually look over here at the continuous delivery tab in the new UI, we can see that we have our clusters, which are going to be CK AKS and CK Azure cluster. And both of those can actually be managed using our fleet interface, which we have over here. For the purposes of time, I'm not going to give you an actual demo of fleet right here, but you can, if you go online and look up Rancher fleet, you can find a lot of information around this. And this is a first-class citizen in the Rancher world now. We have logging and monitoring as well. So this is actually going to be monitoring V2. So if you're familiar with the Rancher interface, what we had before, we call that sort of monitoring V1. We've actually gone and done a ground-up rewrite of our monitoring, and you can see these here. All of these, the monitoring and logging, are actually managed using our apps and marketplace. So if you click the apps marketplace here, you can see that we have a bunch of different options for things that you would want to install. So let's say you want to use Gatekeeper or OPA, you can actually install that using our apps interface. Behind the scenes, this is really just a Helm chart. So this is actually going to go through and install the Gatekeeper into this cluster. But the interfaces here, you can actually modify the YAML as ad hoc as you want based on what the README tells you, or you can actually even customize the actual Helm parameters itself for how Helm would apply this. I've shown you quite a lot here in this demonstration of Rancher 2.5 and what kind of new stuff we've brought to the table. So I'm out of time now, but I do want to turn it back over to Sheng and Dr. T.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Sheng. It's always very interesting to see things in real action. 1 million clusters sounds like a lot of clusters as well. Now, Sheng, thanks a lot for the discussion. What should be the key takeaways for audience coming from this conversation?
Thanks, Thomas, for the opportunity to have this discussion about Rancher and Kubernetes. I think the important thing to understand is no matter where you perform computing at the edge, in the cloud with Kubernetes, Rancher can help you address your challenges. It can really help you with the journey into digital transformation.
Thank you, Sheng. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.